and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. There is a prophecy that was fulfilled in the conception of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. And she brought forth her firstborn child, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the Son of God, that came here into this world and took upon himself flesh and blood. He became us. He represented his people. He was holy, harmless, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Peter says, this is that which God swore unto David, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit upon his throne. Then he quotes again Psalm 16, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. He says, we are all witnesses of the fact that Jesus arose from the dead. We saw him, he appeared unto us after he arose from the dead. And this is the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. You have seen this. This is now happening. And he quotes from Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. So the apostles preach the gospel unto these people, these Jews that are gathered out of all these nations and those that were already occupants of Jerusalem. And he says here, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. That God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Well, Jesus was the Lord when he walked here upon this earth. And he was the Christ when he walked upon this earth. He was the anointed of God. He was the King of the Jews. He was the King of kings and Lord of lords when he walked and lived upon this earth. But now his resurrection is positive proof that what he did upon the cross of Calvary, obtaining eternal redemption for his people, that it was acceptable with God, and Jesus Christ had paid the sin debt for his people that he shed his blood for and washed them in his own blood, that now he has been raised from the dead, and he has entered into heaven, and he is seated upon the throne of David. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is already reigning. There are people that are waiting for Jesus to come and reign. They say he's going to set up a kingdom upon this earth and reign here 1,000 years. I got good news for you, friends. That won't happen. He's already upon his throne. Peter said that that is already occurred. He's already upon the throne of David. He already had a kingdom. He established it when he was here in this world. He's reigning over his kingdom, and he's the king of it. So he is reigning, and the Holy Spirit was sent, the very presence of the Holy Spirit to the church, to the believers in Jerusalem. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, God hath made him both Lord and Christ. Yes, the Jews were guilty of crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ. They consented for him to be put to death. They did not want this man as their Messiah, yet he was the true Messiah and he was their king, yet they did not recognize him. They did not want him. It says here in verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Heard what? Heard the gospel. Heard all these prophecies that they were now fulfilled concerning the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. That this man was of God. He was the Son of God. He died. He was buried. He arose from the dead, and he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. The prophecies that were quoted have been fulfilled. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Now, the reason that they were pricked in their heart is because they had a heart that they could feel. And in order for a person to be pricked in their heart, they have to have a heart that can feel. A heart of flesh, meaning a fleshy heart. That is a born-again heart. A heart that is able to receive the gospel. Now, I know that they were not natural men, because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him, and neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. The natural man can't receive the gospel. They're foolishness unto him. So I know that these that had been pricked in their heart were not natural men. They had to be children of God. They had to be possessors of the Spirit of Christ within them. And they cried out. They cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They cried out unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "What shall we do?" I believe that their hearts were sorrowful for what they had done in crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe some of these very people were there among that mob that cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." And the Lord Jesus Christ prayed to his Father and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I believe that some of these very people had cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." But now they see that this man, by the name of Jesus, was truly the Christ, the anointed of God, the Son of the living God, and they believed that which was preached unto them. They were pricked in their heart. So they were spiritual people. They were redeemed people. They'd been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" In verse 38 of Acts 2, he says, Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Now this promise does not exceed those that the Lord our God shall call. Peter's reply unto these people that were God's people, that were regenerated, born of God's Spirit, that now the Holy Spirit had fallen upon and opened their minds, opened their understanding, and that they had heard now the true gospel of the Son of God and received it within their hearts. They were pricked within their hearts, and therefore it's evidence that they were regenerated. They were born of God, or they couldn't have received the gospel. I can't make it plain enough, I don't think, that they were not natural men. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now, what Peter was preaching was a thing of the Spirit, the gospel. And they received it. And they cried out, "What shall we do?" Peter said, "Repent." Well, the gospel declares unto God's people and urges them to repent. Peter was saying, "Repent. Repent of the law service. Repent of what you're in. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now they were to repent. God's people ought to repent. Those that have received God's word, pricked in their hearts, and convicted of their sins, certainly should repent. Now, the repentance is not to make them a child of God. The repentance was not to make them the redeemed of the Lord. They were already redeemed. They were already God's children, but they needed to repent from the law service. They needed to repent from their sins and turn and walk in the way of Christ. And he says, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Now, Peter didn't say that if you'll be baptized, that's what's going to save you for heaven. That's what's going to get you into heaven. That's what's going to regenerate your soul. No, he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. There are people that teach that baptism, water baptism, is that which is going to take you to heaven, or is necessary in order for you to live with God in heaven. Nothing could be farther from the truth. And that is a heresy, and heretics preach that. That is false doctrine. Water baptism doesn't wash away the sinful human nature, but it is a figurative thing whereby God's people submit themselves to demonstrate figuratively that they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They believe that they have been purchased by his precious blood, that he died upon the cross, redeemed them from their sins, and arose from the dead to victory and triumph for them. Believing in Jesus Christ that he did that, believing in salvation by grace, God's people ought to put on openly the Lord Jesus Christ and obey him from their heart, the doctrine that is the truth of Christ, the teaching. Obey him. Remission of sins is that which Jesus Christ did. He says here, again, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus means Savior. Christ means the anointed one, for the remission of sins. For comes from a Greek word which is eis. It can mean because of or in order to. And here it means because of. Because your sins have been remitted, the Lord Jesus Christ has remitted your sins. Because your sins have been put away, be baptized in his name, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the manifest presence of the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is not the gift of the new birth. This is not the gift of regeneration, but this is the manifest felt presence of the Holy Ghost in giving peace to God's people who obey him from the heart and walk in the way of Jesus Christ. The apostles of Jesus Christ received the Holy Ghost at the day of Pentecost, but they were already God's people. Well, the church that was established by Jesus, they were already the Lord's people. They'd already been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he's saying here, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That is, because Jesus, Savior, anointed of God, has remitted your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The word here for means because of. Right quickly, in the Gospel according to Mark, we read about the leper that was cleansed, and Jesus told him, Mark chapter 1, verse 44, see that thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now the word for here is the same Greek word eis, and it means because of. Now this leper had already been cleansed, but Jesus told him to go, show thyself to the priest, and offer for, that is because of thy cleansing. Not in order to, but because of thy cleansing, because you've already been cleansed. And now you go show yourself to the priest in that ceremony. So baptism does not cleanse the heart, but it's the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I want to go further in this, and I'm going to continue this next Sunday night, so we'll get clear and get in our minds what baptism is for and who it is for, that it is not that which takes a person to heaven. A person is not cleansed internally in gospel baptism or water baptism. It is a figurative cleansing and washing of that which has already happened by the grace of God through the Lord Jesus Christ in the heart of a child of God. I hope and pray that the Lord will stir your minds up to study and search this out. And I'd be happy to talk to you and answer any of your questions. All you have to do is to call the number 434-836-6036. May the Lord bless you is my prayer until next week at this same time.